Okay, thank you. The most recent, what I call popular, what we call our incurable diseases, have been herpes and AIDS. And yet we're now beginning to see what we call AIDS survivors, people who have lived way beyond what they were told they were going to be able to live. What would you suggest to someone who was in fear of, let's say, contracting AIDS, or who was already afflicted with it and now wanting health?
There is not a physical apparatus, no matter what the state of deterioration, who cannot achieve perfect health. But that which you believe has much to do with that which you will allow in your experience. In an environment where you have been convinced that it is not curable, that it is fatal, and then you are told that you have it, for the most part, your belief will be that you will not survive, and you will not. We say to you, your survival has nothing to do with the disease and has everything to do with your thought toward it. And so if you say to yourself, that may be true for others, it is not so for me, for I am the creator of my experience and certainly for my own state of being, and I choose recovery, not death, you will achieve it. Now, these words are easily said by us and not so easily heard by those who do not believe in their power to create. We are telling you as it is.
Mm-hmm.